fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, K. Milley in the Morning. We go to our great friend Dick Morris from the HillaryDaily.com. Power grab, Obama's dangerous plan for one-party nation, and a budding talk show host, Mr. Morris. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be here. You know, I've been to Boise. I spoke at a Republican function there, and it was right near the lakes, the Finger Lakes. What do you call the?
What, Five Fingers Lake?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I forgot the name of the town. It wasn't Boise, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was just great.
I got one for you. I was in Raleigh when you were driving your bus around and met you and your wife when we went on that TV show many years ago.
Oh, good, good.
And
you
were talking
to do a bus tour with radio because, you know, you say things like, I'll shower on the way to the airport.
Well, I was just telling people how you love the bus, and we were talking about your friend Keith Larson there in Charlotte.
Right, right. I'm going to do a show next week.
Well, we're glad we have you here. Let's talk about the state of America. I'm sure you addressed this in the power grab. What the heck has happened to us, sir?
Well, I think that the point of power grab is we're all misjudging Obama's ultimate goal. We all think that it's like to reverse climate change, redistribute income, make us a socialist government, all of that stuff. But it's really not. I mean, he wants to do all those things, but those are just means to the end. The real objective, I think, is to create a political system where only a left-wing Democrat can ever win a national election. And I think that he wants every president, of course, wants their party to dominate for a long time. But Obama stacks the deck and uses underhanded means, illegal means, essentially to fix elections in perpetuity. And I outline that in this book, and it's particularly important because it's also Hillary's plan. And if we give him 16 years of this, we'll never recover. It's designed that we'll never recover. Start with immigration. Everyone says it was a mistake that Obama proposed amnesty, and people in Central America read it, and they all flocked to the border, and that was a mistake by Obama. It was no mistake. He wanted hundreds of thousands or millions of people to come here seeking amnesty and wanted them to come into the country because he wants Democratic Party demographics. And 2 days ago, he announced that he is going to give refugee status to the children who came in from Central America, and he's going to let them apply for it in their native country. Now, when they come as immigrants, they're here illegally and can be deported and cannot become citizens, no matter what, unless the law changes. But when they come here as refugees, they're legal, can't be deported, and can naturalize and become citizens in accordance with the laws of the country. And what he's doing is taking all of these kids and putting them into the category of refugees, which means they can become Democratic Party voters. And if any are here and don't become citizens, he's going to vote them anyway through ballot fraud. And that's why he's against the photo ID and suing to stop it. It's why he has passed legislation that says that a state elections board cannot kick people off their voter rolls for 4 years, even if they never answer their return mail card. They could be dead, they could have moved, but you have to keep them on the roll for 4 years, which is an invitation to voter fraud. And then there's the economy. People say that Obama is really incompetent because the economy is so bad. That's wrong. His goal is a bad economy. He wants people to go for entitlement, not employment. He wants to move people from jobs to welfare because they're politically dependent on the government if they live from check to check coming from the government. And when he took office, 24% of America was dependent on means-tested entitlements. Now that's up over 34%. And when he leaves office, it could close in on 40. When it hits 51%, bingo, a majority of the country will be voting to keep their checks coming. And it's why, for example, it's, I think, the main motivation behind Obamacare. If he socializes medicine, well, that would be nice, he says. But what he really wants to do is to make everybody dependent on the federal government for their health care, so they vote Democrat. It's why he took 6 million people and counting, it's increasing, who are very happy with their health care, forced them to abandon their plans, forced them to go to the federal or state exchanges to get health care, made them take plans that are more comprehensive than they need or want, at premiums they can't afford, but gave them tax credits with which they could pay for it. Again, making them dependent upon Washington to exist. And that's his plan. Transform our country to one where people vote for the liberal Democrat because he'll keep their checks flowing.
Dick Morris with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Remember, you can catch him at the Hillary Daily, also Power Grab, his new bestseller. What's the relationship between your old associates, Bill and Hillary, and Obama? And from your perspective as the best operative in the world, how did Obama out-Clinton the Clintons?
Well, that one is history and would take a little while to explain. So I'd rather focus on the future because our time is a little limited. I think that I think that Obama and Bill don't get along, and Michelle and Hillary and Valerie Jarrett don't get along. But ultimately, she's of a piece with them in pursuing this agenda. They're both Saul Alinsky disciples. They both are following the programs laid out in his book, Rules for Radicals. And that has a huge influence on my view of them in Power Grab. For example, I think that he is trying to intimidate anyone from being a Republican. The IRS audits are part of that. Dinesh D'Souza having to go to jail or community confinement, as they call it, is part of that. He issued an executive order saying federal contractors have to reveal their political donations. If they give to the Republican Party, they kiss goodbye to their contracts. They know that. And the result is a systematic effort to keep people from being involved with the Republican Party. I think the goal of his climate change stuff is not particularly about the climate. It's to make every manufacturing business in America dependent upon the EPA for its ability to stay in business. In effect, it's like the old papal indulgences where you buy the right to sin. Here, you go to the EPA and you get the right to operate your business even though you're sending carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which they have declared to be a pollutant because of global warming. So you can't exist without the approval of the EPA. In that environment, who is going to risk their whole business by giving money to the Republican Party? This is all part of an effort. In Idaho, you've been faced with the issue of Common Core in education. I think the Common Core curriculum is part of an effort to inject federal control into the substance of education so that it echoes a left-wing agenda. And then there's this program that we completely disempower Idaho to eliminate the Electoral College. You know about that? Have you talked about that? Should I go into that?
Sure, but just let me let everybody know. Dick Morris with us, Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for One-Party Rule. Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. This is really important, and he seems to have his acolytes in the press, Mr. Morris, behind him on this.
Behind him and also silent, keeping it quiet. He wants to eliminate the Electoral College, which would mean that Idaho, instead of having three, or you have two congressmen, right?
Two congressmen, yeah.
Yeah. So now you have four electoral votes, which is slightly less than 1% of the national decision-making. But with your population, you'd have one-third of 1%. And what he wants to do is to eliminate the Electoral College and replace it with the popular vote so that states like Idaho would have much less of an influence. And he's not doing it directly by amending the Constitution with two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of the states. Instead, what he's doing is getting individual states to pass the same law. And the law says, in the next election, whoever wins the national popular vote will win our state's electoral votes. So if North Carolina votes Republican but the Democrat wins the national vote, North Carolina's electors will vote for the Democrat, the winner of the national popular vote. And what that and it says that this will take effect when enough states have passed the bill so as to constitute a majority of the Electoral College. Not three-quarters, like the Constitution says, a simple majority. And New York and California have already passed it. A great many states have. They're up to, I think, 180 of the 270 electoral votes they need to make this the way elections are held. And the reason he's doing it, first, is to disempower some of the smaller western states in population, and secondly, to enable massive voter fraud. Right now, it doesn't pay for the New York City or Chicago political machine to drag out every last voter or to commit voter fraud and vote the cemeteries, because, after all, Illinois and New York are going to go Democrat anyway. But if the national popular vote is going to be the decisive factor, you have to do that because you can influence the national vote, and they'll get 120% turnout. Everybody will vote, and then 20% more for voter fraud.
More coming up with Dick Morris at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Best-selling author, talk show host, pundit extraordinaire. Dick Morris with us, Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation. Also, you can check him out at The Daily Hillary. Phone number's here, 580-5436.
The Hillary Daily.
Yes, The Hillary Daily. All right. Let's go to getting back to the president here. I mean, he's getting to be ready to be a lame duck. How can he continue to influence us?
Well, by allocating to himself all of the power of the presidency and then some. And by being terribly creative about how to do it. For example, on Friday, the Pentagon said it would start to recruit illegal immigrants into the armed forces. And right now, only legal immigrants can come in, and 5,000 a year do, 90,000 since 2001. The reason he's opening it to illegals is so that they can become citizens. Anyone who's been in the military who gets an honorable discharge can become a citizen regardless of how they arrived in the United States. And once they join the military, their parents cannot be deported. So the parents of soldiers cannot be deported no matter what. And Obama's using the military to launder illegal immigrants and make them into voters. And he's doing it at a time when we're reducing the military by 90,000 soldiers between now and 2019. So while we're cutting 90,000 citizen soldiers, he's adding 10 or 20,000 illegal immigrants as soldiers to launder them through, and bang, that's 20,000 new Democratic votes. You have to read Power Grab to understand the detail of how he's doing this, because it's very sophisticated, very complicated, and he's doing it all over the place. And he's largely getting away with it because we just don't realize what he's up to.
Well, who can stop him?
Well, if we understand it, we can stop him. Both Congress can stop him, and the public can stop him. I think once we win the Senate, if we do, and I think we will, then for example, you could pass a defense appropriations bill and put in a provision that said you may not recruit illegal immigrants into the armed forces. Okay, but you have to know what's going on. You have to focus on it. And you have to understand how this is part of his overall game plan, what he's trying to accomplish with it. And that's why we wrote Power Grab. But let me spend a minute on the Hillary Daily, my wife's new website. You got to go to it. Go to it while we're talking. TheHillaryDaily.com. So, for example, she has a lead article here that when Hillary goes to give a paid speech, she does Democratic fundraisers while she's in town giving the paid speech. What that means is that the Democratic candidates don't have to pay for her airfare to go there, and she travels by private jet and all of that, because the paid gig will pay that. So she flies to Chicago to give a speech, and they pay her $250,000 for the speech, but they also pay her travel, so that when that evening she speaks at the Cook County Democratic dinner, they don't have to pay her expenses. The paid sponsor did, and Eileen lists 7 or 8 of them in the last couple of weeks where she's done that. It's not the kind of thing you find in the papers, but she pulls it out, and it's incredible.
Well,
there's an analysis here of how the Madam Secretary is a whitewash of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Got great stuff in it.
And you also have the buzz on 2016. You're taking a look at all these candidates. Who do you think? I mean, do you believe, sir, that that Hillary is the person to beat, like in 08? This time she gets the nomination, and who's the alternative on the Republican side?
My feeling is that Hillary certainly has the upper hand and certainly is the front runner. But she is vulnerable to a challenge because of all of this cozy crony capitalism she's doing that people like Elizabeth Warren regularly oppose. When she and Bill had met with all of their old campaign bundlers to gear up for the next election, bundlers are the ones who raise mega bucks by bundling contributions together. And they held their meeting in the boardroom or the auditorium of Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street Investment House, literally in the auditorium. And Hillary's close relationship with these Wall Street banks is really alienating the Tea Party on the one hand and the one percenters in Occupy Wall Street on the other hand. And it is possible that she'll get a challenge from Elizabeth Warren or somebody on the left, which could derail her.
Right, and again, the HillaryDaily.com, you have news about all these Republicans. You know, how has the world changed since you were running these things, you know, with the Twitter and the Facebook? And again, do you see anybody on the Republican side that you like?
Yeah, well, I think Twitter and Facebook clearly personalize politics, and it becomes much more a custom appeal rather than a mass appeal. The end of mass media, really. In terms of 2016, there are a lot of good Republicans who are running. I love Ted Cruz. I adore him. I think he's great. I also think Ryan is good. I think Perry has a lot of ability. I think Scott Walker is good. I was at a speech Ted Cruz gave the other day, and he began it with a joke that I hope you appreciate. He said, "You got to understand the etymology of the word politics. It's poly meaning many, and tick meaning a blood-sucking parasite." Pretty cool.
It is. TheHillaryDaily.com. We urge people to check it out. Also, Power Grab. Final question for you, sir. Who is more dangerous, Obama or another Clinton term in the White House?
Well, we don't have the option of reconsidering Obama.
Right.
The issue is whether Obama will be able to fulfill his plan for a one-party country. And Hillary is a very able person for doing that. And in many respects, more aggressive than Obama when it comes to violating civil liberties or putting researching enemies. Hillary takes the cake on that one. She is the woman who hired a slew of private detectives to investigate women who were involved with her husband, not to catch him, not to stop them, but to but to stop them from talking about it while he was running for president. That gives you an idea of what we're talking about here.
Continued success on Power Grab and HillaryDaily.com, TheHillaryDaily.com, Mr. Morris.
Thank you very much.
All right, we appreciate that. And we thank you for listening to the 30-minute infomercial for the Dick Morris book. But I do think that he did offer some insight, and let's face it, he's out here pushing a book. We're trying to get him to talk about some issues, and we hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
580 KIDO and Tway Travel are getting ready to send you on an incredible trip. Be listening for details soon on 580 KIDO.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Mike Mastropolo with us from the Shriners. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about your wonderful group, the Shriners, that really helped the kids that need it, sir.
Well, Shriners are all about having fun helping kids, and this event we have tomorrow, our screening clinic, is all about helping the kids. And it's to identify children who can benefit from our hospitals and the areas that we specialize in.
Well, what causes someone to become a Shriner?
Well, first you have to be a Mason. You have to become a Mason to become a Shriner.
Man, I heard all about you guys. Don't you guys run the world or something like that?
Well, you know, history goes way back, and a lot of our politicians and some – we have a lot of famous people that are Masons, astronauts, presidents.
I notice you're not answering the question. What's that? Here comes the hook for me. Uh-oh. So you have to be a Mason, and in addition to that, then you've dedicated your life to helping little kids that – if not for you and not for the Shriners Hospital, wouldn't get the medical attention that they need.
Well, that's true. Last year, we've put over a million. We hit the million number, children number of people that have gone through our hospitals, and we're pretty proud of that. Hospital started in 1922, so that's we started with one, and now we have 22. So it's a growing organization, and we're helping as many kids as we can find.
What about kids in the Treasure Valley?
Treasure Valley, last year, this screening clinic we're doing tomorrow, we put 28 children through into the hospital system. And, they can be from infants all the way up till they're 18 years old. And if they become a Shriner child, they will be taken care of during that whole period with regardless of the parents' ability to pay. And that includes transportation to and from hospitals. And some of these kids have to make multiple trips. So,
and how do the parents handle this? I mean, most of us, you know, if we get a cut or we get a bruise, it's horrible. But to have a child struck with a serious illness, you know, the controversy over health care and everything else, and then, you know, thankfully the Shriners are there to help pay for it.
Well, we help a lot of children that might not get help if it wasn't for Shriners because of the cost, and that's the big thing. And some of these surgeries are extremely expensive, and we're there to help, and we're blessed to be able to do that.
So if you could, tell us a little bit about the free screening tomorrow, sir.
Certainly. It's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 p.m. at Idaho State University campus. It's 1311 East Central Drive in Meridian. And we're there to identify children that we can help who have issues with, bones, joints, muscles, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, scoliosis, which is curvature of the spine, hip disorders, hand and foot disorders, club foot, skeletal growth abnormalities, cleft lip and palate, and also burn scars and burns. I think ISU also will be holding a hearing tests and eye exams for children that would like to get them. So
tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we see the ISU facility off 84 there right before the Meridian Road exit. How do you get there?
Well, obviously you take the Meridian Road exit, and then you just kind of work your way back behind the stores there, Home Depot and such, and worm your way back till you come to East Central Drive, and there'll be some signs out to direct you to the right building.
All right. So, again, that's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. If people want any more information on the Shriners, what can they do?
Certainly, you can go to BeASHrinerNow.com if you want to go to a web page, or you certainly can stop into the temple on the corner of Idaho and 12th, I think, for a minute. It's early in the morning.
Well, I don't know if you want to reveal that. It's okay to reveal the temple, where it is?
That building is over 100 years old, and, wow. And anybody's welcome to come in and take a look around. It's a fantastic building inside. There's a lot of history. We hold Treefort Music Festival in there. We're part of that.
Okay.
So it's not a secret building.
I don't know. I read the Da Vinci Code.
Don't believe everything you read. But it's a very old building, and they can also call the office. It's 208-343-0571.
Finally, what does it mean for you to be a Shriner?
Well, you know, it's the rewarding part is helping the kids. You know, people see us in the parades, and that's how they identify us with the fuzzy hats, the fezes, and the funny hats we wear in the cars, mm-hmm. right? This event actually is put on by the dune buggy guys, the sand duners that run around in the
little... They look like a rough crew.
They are. When it comes to this event, they're well organized, and they've been doing it for a lot of years, and they specialize in this. And it's giving back to the community, and then that's what being a Shriner is, and it's all about the kids.
Well, Mr. Mastropolo, we appreciate it. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me here this morning to be able to communicate the message on the screening clinic.
Well, don't be a stranger. Stop by anytime.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a good one. It is 6:43, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up at 7:05, Janet Jones will talk to us. And if you don't know anything about Janet Jones, let's take a brief listen to her at 580-KIDO. Could this be the new state school superintendent?
Announcing my candidacy for Idaho Superintendent of Public Instruction. What I want for our kids is simple. Safe schools, great teachers, modern up-to-date classrooms, and a challenging curriculum that prepares them with the knowledge and skills that they need to create the future of their choice. No child should be at a disadvantage.
I don't know if it's really fair to be playing this music so early in the morning if you're like a lot of folks and still in the bed, or if you're in your car going, don't doze off.
...in the world because they went to school here in Idaho, period. Now there's lots of work to do. Budgets and programs have been cut. Classrooms are overcrowded, local control has been diminished, and trust has been lost. You have to ask yourself,
what's with the piano music in the background?
Do you feel better about our schools today than you did a few years ago?
Hold on. Ooh. Okay, well, Janet Jones is coming to town. We will have her on, and she's debating Sherry Ibarra. We're going to ask her a bunch of questions. By the way, we're going to do this old school and new school here at 580KIDO. Number one, if you are on a computer and you're one of those people that...
Probably not.
No, that's enough out of you, Jana. If you want to post a question on Facebook, we'll take a look at those and we will try and ask them. Because gosh knows, if you're depending on me to ask the tough, hard-hitting questions, you've listened to this program long enough to know, that could go either way. Okay, so questions for her on 580KIDO, KIDOA in Boise, or Kevin Miller's Facebook. I'll look at all of them, so if I'm slightly distracted during this interview, you'll know why. Or you can call at 580-5436. You know the deal. I like the old school, the new school, so we will have that for you coming up at 7:05. And did you hear what the president said? If you're having trouble waking up, and if you haven't taken your high blood pressure medicine, you'd better take it, because coming up next, the president returns to his roots. No, we're not talking about Reverend Wright and the Chicago crew. By the way, whatever happened to Reverend Wright? Whatever happened to good old Reverend Wright? Regardless, the president returns to his base, and what he has to say, you'll want to hear. Now, I know what you're saying. I don't need this, Kevin Miller. You need to hear this. That's coming up next. 42 in Boise. Time for traffic.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, I hate to ruin the vibe here of the old Adam Ant song at 580KIDO, but you got to know the truth, and we pride ourselves on giving you the truth. Here's the president rallying up his base.
Turnout. Only 48% of Hispanic voters turned out. Fewer than half. Fewer than half. So the clearest path to change is to change that number. Si se puede, si votamos. Yes, we can if we vote. Si votamos. Yes, we can if we vote. So the clearest path to change is to change that number. Si se puede, si votamos. Yes, we can if we vote.
I don't know about you, but is it, I mean, is that pandering to this group of folks that want the president to look at immigration reform? It gets better.
You know, earlier this year, I had the chance to host a screening of the film Cesar Chavez at the White House.
Oh, boy.
And I was reminded that Cesar organized for nearly 20 years before his first major victory.
Just like you.
He never saw that time as a failure. Looking back, he said, I remember the families who joined our movement and paid dues long before there was any hope of winning contracts. I remember thinking then that with spirit like that, no force on earth could stop us.
Well, what force is he talking about? The force that says that we should secure our borders? The force that says that we have never had this type of influx, i.e. invasion, of people coming to this country without any skill set? That we don't require people to love America? That in Colorado, we have people rebelling against a brave school board that says enough? Citizenship, patriotism should be taught in schools? What forces, what are we talking about? Is this the great uniter, friends?
That's the promise of America then, and that's the promise of America now. People who love this country can change it.
Well, I think, and folks, you tell me, and I know it's early, but at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, does the country need to be changed? I think we've fundamentally changed when it comes to health care. I think we fundamentally changed when it comes to lost opportunities for our young people. I think we've changed when we're talking about more people in debt, more people looking to try and pay their student loans, working three or four jobs. You're right, Mr. President. We have changed. In America, it used to be difficult when we had two people working two jobs and raising a family. Now we have two people working six jobs to try and raise a family or to have a decent standard of living, sir.
America isn't Congress. America isn't Washington. America is the striving immigrant who starts a business or the mom who works two low-wage jobs to give her kid a better life. America is the union leader and the CEO who put aside their differences to make the economy stronger. America.
Yeah, like the cash for clunkers. Yeah, like the bailout. Yeah.
The student who defies the odds to become the first in a family to go to college, the citizen who defies the cynics and goes out there and votes, the young person who comes out of the shadows to demand the right to dream, that's what America's about.
You mean the young person that is here illegally? I always love the verbiage coming out of the shadows where it's safe, because criminals hide in shadows, correct?
And 6 years ago, I asked you to believe, and tonight I ask you to keep believing, not just in my ability to bring about change, but in your ability to bring about change. Because in the end, Dreamer is more than just a title. It's a pretty good description of what it means to be an American.
No, for some reason, I'm getting indigestion.
Each of us is called on to stand proudly for the values we believe in and the future we seek. All of us have a chance to reach out and pull this country that we call home a little closer to its founding ideas.
You know, like he's talking, but I don't think that anybody's really listening, even though he's pandering to this crowd.
That's the spirit that's alive in this room. That's the spirit I saw in Luis and Victor and all the young people here tonight.
What about Jim or Steve or Billy? What about them?
That spirit is alive in America today, and with that spirit, no force on earth can stop us. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
There you have it. The President of the United States pandering to a group of individuals that he believes will help save him in the midterms. You heard Dick Morris either yesterday or today telling us here at 580KIDO, the president, whether it's through voter fraud, whether it's through legalizing the illegals and then allowing them to vote, is trying to transform America. We talk about ethnicity and race. You take a look at the influx in America today, and America is getting, and people on the sports stations brag about it, less white. You think to yourself, well, what did the, with all due respect here at 580KIDO, what did the white people do that was so bad? And did we vote on transforming our nation that we have our president speaking a different language and appealing to people that aren't here legally? And if he cared so much about it, why didn't he do this earlier? Well, he's in trouble, right? More on that in a minute. Remember, Jana Jones will join us next hour talking about schools in Idaho. Time for traffic at 6:59. Kevin Miller in the morning. By the way, anybody listening here that is covering the governor's race, we are desperately trying to get the new A.J. Belukoff ad. Then we have the new Governor Otter ad. We want to compare it during this hour of the program. It's not up. And it's funny, we keep trying to tape one channel and it goes to another. What type of campaign just puts something on TV? And hey, have you heard about advertising on the radio? People that listen to this program vote.